Dorktown, 186. Motherfucker.
Are you fucking happy now, Froggy? Yes.
Frogger.
You are the world's worst producer of this show.
Mean producer.
Yeah,
mean.
And you're not a producer. I'm the one with the title of the producer.
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
your technical.
You should have known that.
Your technical difficulties are too difficult for you, apparently.
You'll put that at the end, the secret file at the end of the podcast. Welcome to Dorktown Podcast, the podcast that shot first. Hello, Fresno and the world. I'm Mikey.
I am Bells of the great Bells clan.
And I'm stuck with these guys. I'm Becky.
Producer Becky's stuck with us all these years.
I'm here to make sure they behave. And
we carry swords.
What?
We do?
We carry
the
swords.
The only podcast that carries swords.
Swords of love.
The North doesn't forget.
The fuck are you talking about?
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't watch. I don't watch that type of shit.
We know.
I don't watch TV shit.
Yes, you do.
Dorktown.
It's Dorktown.
Hi, guys. Hey, Guyers.
Hi.
Hey, Town.
Hello, you ready? We all settled in. All
right. This is good.
I hope you have a beer. We've got beer. We've had beer. We've had a tile.
We stretched out before. We're warmed up. We did our calisthenics. We did our jumping jacks.
Becky's got a hazelnut. Rogue hazelnut is all usual. Huge. We just had a St. Arch IPA, then a DDH from Tagasco. And now, Bell's brought over a Pliny the Elder from Russia.
You know that sound.
Yeah. I could tell that was a Pliny being opened. So, what's going on, guys? I used the phone book. Like three numbers. Looked up three business numbers using the phone book.
You still have a phone book?
Yeah.
Why didn't you use your phone?
I throw mine over.
Because I was near the phone book and near the landline.
Why didn't you
I used
push
both
your
the landline
Siri.
And the Siri's.
Can you?
Siri's an idiot.
Siri, can you look this up for me real quick, please?
Siri is.
This is the information I found.
It's just a Google.
Like
it's worse than
there.
Just Googling something.
Like
she's
her.
Terrible.
She didn't know Yoshina's, though. I had to spell it out, and then she still didn't get it. And finally typed
See?
It in.
You gotta like hold her hand. She's not that smart.
Yeah.
You can take her out.
She says who me a lot.
Yeah, take her out for dinner.
Yeah, when she doesn't know something, if she does, she doesn't know enough to look on the internet. She just goes
who me?
She's stupid. She's just an idiot. She's challenged.
Are you breaking up with her?
See, once again,
I never use Siri.
I'm upset that you're even talking about Siri that way.
Oh, that's what you've been dorking out about lately? Because Siri?
Because
we got new iPhone 6s, so.
We hang out.
Someone talks back to you?
Siri.
Siri, what do I do about my dorkass husband who listens to the podcast?
My
ask her that right now.
Lines, huh?
Ask her, what do you do as a podcaster's wife? How do you deal with being a podcaster's
wife? Siri, how do you deal with being a podcaster's wife?
Looking. Okay, I found this on the web for how do you deal with being a podcaster's wife?
As white.
Podcast as white?
How do you deal with being a podcaster's wife?
Podcasters? What did she find about being a podcaster's wife?
Siri, how do you deal with being a podcaster's wife?
Let me check that.
Did you check it all right?
I found this on the web for how do you deal with being a podcaster's wife?
Uh-huh.
Herbs. It says herbs.
Oh my God. See, she's so
Siri,
fucking mentally challenged.
How do you deal with being a podcaster's wife? Okay, that's
why don't you just say wife of a podcaster? Say wife of a podcaster.
The life of a wife of a podcaster?
Not the life of the wife.
Here's what I found on the web for the life of the wife of a podcast.
Linda Evans does a
she at least she can say podcast now.
I don't know.
See, it's,
life lessons of a what military wife podcast. Nah,
can we just Apple just admit that Siri is just like the biggest fail that just won't
you
stop?
You need to hush over there.
What it's just stupid.
I don't want to talk to the bitch.
There's a male Siri. Nobody uses
fuck
the
him.
Male.
Fuck him too.
Fuck him too.
Fuck out of here, Siri.
They're all full of shit. So we had an encounter with a fellow podcaster since we've been away.
Producer Becky and I did, and it may have seemed like we were stalking him, but we were truly, genuinely lost looking for Beer Hall.
So we went to San Francisco. Yeah. And Mark Maron was playing.
Yeah.
Podcaster and comedian Mark Maron.
Uh-huh.
Of what the fuck.
So we got a hotel. We parked in Pleasanton. We took the BART into the city and then got checked into our hotel and then walked and decided, we're going to go get a beer. So we go and walk around, and we think that this place called Beer Hall is on the side of Van Ness as Davies Symphony Hall, but it's actually on the other side of Van Ness.
So I could have told you that.
So we're okay.
I knew
so
that.
So we're walking behind and around Davies Symphony Hall, mm-hmm. and I look over, and there's Mark Maron smoking a cigar.
He's half a block away, just mm-hmm. standing there. At the time, he's by himself smoking a cigar, and Becky has not said that Mark. She is like a huge Mark Maron, has a huge crush on Mark Maron lately. Like, this is her number one crush in the world, is Mark Maron.
Do you have dreams of
imagine that? Like, what's a girl right now that you have a big crush on? Some actress, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't say somebody in town. That would be bad.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Okay, so Sade.
Good answer.
Yeah. Sade. Pussy.
I just know, you know.
Sade.
There's just a body. There's no face.
I don't fucking know what he likes.
There's just bodies, no faces.
You don't look at actresses' faces.
Nope. I just look at their bodies.
All right.
Anywho.
Whatever. So this Mark Maron is her number one crush, number one everything at the moment. So,
Mike gets me tickets because he knows that I super like adore Mark Maron
and San Francisco
because he's a cynical motherfucker and I'm a cynical motherfucker, so I love him.
So there you go. Mark Maron in San Francisco. What could be better for Becky?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So we turn around the corner and there he is.
And so now I start like immediately getting out my phone. I'm like, I've got to take a picture with Becky and Mark Maron. And Becky, who does not want to be a nerd look like a nerd to anyone or anything, not be cool. She's put that away. Put that the fuck away. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm like, well, okay. I just want to get a picture.
About that.
And so we get down there, and when we saw him, there was nobody around him. It was just like him smoking a cigar. And then another guy walks up who we could tell is kind of with him. It wasn't, you know. And then a second guy walks up who's with him. So now he's got a little
entourage
with him, who we later found out one of them was a San Francisco comic.
Comedian, yeah. He was hilarious.
He was awesome. Dean Del Rey. He's awesome. And he also has a podcast, which I've subscribed to.
Is he better than us?
Oh, I'm going to have to listen.
Well, that's not that hard.
There's nothing that he's done that we haven't done already.
This is true.
Nothing.
Well, he talks to people, actually.
Nothing that any of you fucking people have ever done. We've done it first.
Okay.
So we've got the copyright on all this shit.
We don't have any celebrities under our belts.
Everything that's ever been said on any podcast owes us money.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of
money. Yeah, owes us money because they're making money.
Because it was our idea first.
Yep.
That's right. So he has this.
It's time to pay up.
Time to pay up. It's hashtag time to pay up. So he has his little crew around him, but then this one guy, one fan comes up to him and like starts talking to him.
And shook his hand.
Shook his hand. And then that's the time when we came up to him.
I didn't give a shit about the dude. Uh-huh.
And Becky, whenever we've seen a celebrity at all, she tries to downplay it as much as possible. Oh, I don't care. And blah, blah, blah. Never wants to talk to him, never wants to acknowledge them, never wants to put her head out at all as like, oh, that's a celebrity. But for Marc Maron, she immediately goes up to him, like gets the guy that's talking to him out of the way, holds on, grabs onto his arm, puts her other arm on his back. And I don't know what you said to him when you first came up to him. You're just like, I can't remember what you said.
I introduced myself.
Like, I am Rebecca Wilson. I am a white human male.
I'm a white female.
I am a white female, Caucasian from California.
I wanted to say hi to him. I wanted to meet him. He was so sweet, though. He let me hold his hand.
And you were just like, oh, Mark. And like, I let you have your like moment. And then I say, hey, Mark, it's really an honor to meet you. And I put my hand out. He put his hand out. He had a really nice, firm, we had a both shared a mutual firm handshake. And I said, we're just fellow podcasters. We're going to see the show tonight. We're not
stalking you.
We love you. We're going to enjoy the show tonight. Appreciate you being here.
Did you ask him if he would sleep with your wife?
$1 million, sleep with my wife?
No, did you just ask
him? Just ask him. Would you just do it?
Do you want to do my wife?
You guys are sick.
And
but
we
I
just
did
said,
hold on to his hand like
yeah, and she was just holding on, and he was like, and he just said, oh, thank you very much. And he was just very nice and very friendly, just thank you very much. And like when I hit him with like there's a gazillion podcasters, so I'm sure he gets talked to like that. But I for some reason needed to say that we're fellow podcasters, and that didn't register with him at all. It didn't like he didn't go like okay. And he also didn't go, oh, yeah, cool. But, like, that the fact that I threw out podcasters was zero, phased him zero.
Yeah, and I told you that because he's already, like, done things about the fact that podcasters come up to him all the time. I already told you that.
I know, so but I still needed to put it out there.
I know. You want to tell him that we understand, and we do.
So, but he's been huge for podcasting.
He doesn't
so.
Give a shit about you.
I know he doesn't, but still. But he was totally cool, and we and this other couple came up as we were still doing that. So it started becoming like this rush, like people started rushing him at this point on the street. So we just bounced out and walked away, and
coward,
yeah, coward. But it was very cool. I'd not seen Becky that excited and happy after a meeting ever. Like she was so pumped up.
I was pretty excited.
What'd you do after that?
We went to the beer hall and had a beer. Celebratory beer.
And I had a.
We were high fiving like crazy, and people around in the bar just like,
who the fuck are these people?
Fucking asshole city people in that place.
We didn't give a shit. We were drinking.
I'm in a shitty part of San Francisco, too. That was a fucking shithole.
That was a shithole.
A shithole.
What part?
But it was a great show, and Mark put on.
We were right by the BART, so we didn't have to really go.
No, it was very super convenient. Off. We didn't even have to Uber anywhere. We just walked everywhere.
I got us in a hotel that was literally right off the BART.
But so. He did put on a great show, and he did over 2 hours. Yeah. 2 hours straight.
He liked us so much. Like, seriously, he sat down. He's like, I'm supposed to be done, but I'm just going to keep going. And people were leaving. He's all right.
Like, yeah, he would have kept going, but people were just, like, literally leaving. He was like, oh, well, I guess everyone's leaving.
Thank you for getting me those tickets. That was just, like, one of the best nights for me. I really enjoyed it. It was so fun.
Good night.
I got to actually meet him. He's skinny. And just a little bit taller than me.
We met the guitarist from Mars Volta in San Francisco. The night of the concert.
That's cool.
And it scared the shit out of him when he walked up to him. We're like, hey, Omar. He's like, oh.
Oh, who I am?
Oh, my God.
These people know who I am, and I'm here in San Francisco without security.
Like, wow, man. Yeah, we're going to watch you guys
just
tonight.
Chill, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's going to be an awesome concert.
That's a big deal.
You startled me.
You guys startled me.
I'm startled.
I'm just a guitarist, please.
Oh God.
Please leave me alone.
Fudge.
Well, later we're going to revisit some old Dorktown, a couple of little Dorktown clips. Because we're building up to our 10 years of Dorktown.
That's right.
I have nothing planned for 10 years, our 10-year show. Nothing. And it's in like 3 weeks.
I do.
Oh, okay, good.
It involves...
We're good then.
Taco truck. And a bunch of hookers.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. On my birthday party, my 40th, this was when Dusty Buns is like the premier food truck in Fresno.
Yeah.
Those that don't, you know. And this was like before Dusty Buns was just as Dusty Buns was rising as a prominent thing. And I asked them if they would go to my birthday party. Could they be at my birthday party? And they said, yeah, we can do that. But it would just $300. And then we'll come and then, you know, we'll do whatever. But, you know, we got to have a $300, you know, a minimum $300. You got to give us for us to come out, which at the time was just like it was just too much. But like now I'm thinking like that would have been nothing. I would have loved to have done. I should have totally hit on that.
Damn coward.
Coward. But that wouldn't be all. We need to get a taco truck and shit. Just hang out in front of the Dorktown Studios. Dorktown Studios.
They got the portable teppanyaki chefs now.
What? Really?
Yes. They come
like
out
they bring the whole shebang?
They bring a propane tank teppanyaki table and cook teppanyaki right wherever the fuck you're
wherever at. Wherever the fuck you want.
Yep.
Wow.
You want to do it out in the backyard? You can't. You want to do it in your bedroom while you're fucking someone? You can. You tell her, man. Better fucking cook my shrimp while I fuck right here.
You just sit there and fuck while he's cooking your shrimp.
Come on, man. I want some filet medium rare. Where's my shrimp?
Do the volcano.
Hold on, I'm not. Yo, hang on, I'm almost done.
Do the volcano.
Fuck.
Do the onion volcano right now.
One extra ginger sauce.
Double ginger. Double ginger. So that's what we're doing for our 10-year anniversary.
Yep.
We're going to have a teppanyaki table and a sex bed.
Oh.
Teppanyaki table and a sex bed? That sounds...
Do I get to keep this?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Becky had to step out for a second there. We're vamping for Becky. Come back.
That was awesome.
You listen back to that, Becky. You'll be shocked and awed.
Shocked.
Yeah. You needed a producer on that one.
That's right. Fucking was involved.
Wow.
That's what happens. Becky's gone. One minute. Becky leaves 1 minute. We're like, let's get to some sex talk.
Here we go. Let's talk about fucking.
Jesus, go on.
Becky's gone. Let's find a way to insert fucking into the podcast. Speaking of podcasting, Radio FUBAR, a longtime podcasting network and internet radio / podcasting network, is gone.
What happened?
They have disbanded.
What happened?
Which one was FUBAR?
Apparently, they ran out of money and just ran out just energy to keep it going.
Yeah.
So,
who was in radio?
Well, a lot of our friends like Beardy and the Beast and Furnicast.
Furnicast is on there.
Wheelbarrow Full of the Dicks. That new one popped up now. Now, Strange Label Network or StrangeLabel.com is taking over a lot of the Radio FUBAR business. So, which I like because I just hate the use of radio. Even though I've been playing old clips for the first year of Dorktown, we called it Dorktown Radio, just because in the first year of podcasting, nobody knew what the hell a podcast was, so you had to relate it to.
I still don't know what a fucking podcast is.
10 years later, still don't know what the fuck it is.
Don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
Swear to God, I don't want to know. Don't
tell me what the hell it is.
You come up and try to tell me what a podcast is, I'll punch you right in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'll sock your mouth.
So there. I found that little podcasting news interesting.
What the Canuck-a-fuck? What is he saying?
What the Canuck-a-fuck. All right. Well, it's time for a music break. Here on 186, and I've been bad about checking our email lately, and we got an email, dorktownpodcast@gmail.com, if you want to contact us. We got an email from a band called The Joy Kills.
Yeah.
They're out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
They're coming through Fresno.
Is JK from Atlanta?
Yeah, JK, our boy JK, and maybe JK knows him, because JK is a musician. JK played in the band, too.
Is that correct? Maybe it's him.
Maybe.
they, sing him a song, Mike.
So they were coming. Nobody wants to hear me sing it.
You're all out of love. So lost without you.
No, right. So long.
Maybe we'll move for so long. Oh, yeah, we should start an Air Supply tribute band. So
that would be pretty.
Start working on that.
That would be so stellar.
What am I without you?
It'd be absolutely stellar.
But so they were gonna. So they're coming through Fresno, playing a show with It'll Grow Back, Joshua Teehee from Flowing with Famous.
Never heard of it.
And they're playing a show with them, and they're like, "Hey, we listen to Dorktown. We're Dorktown listeners. We'd love to be on Dorktown when we're in town. Please contact us. Hook us up. We've got great stories. We'd just love to tell them on Dorktown."
Is that right?
And awesome. And then, but I didn't see it. So like after they're gone through town. So
of course.
Now I'm back on checking in the email. So, but anyway, to sort of make up for missing the Joy Kills coming through Fresno, it's time to play some Joy Kills here.
You guys can come
Punk
back, but you have to bring your groupies. You got to bring all your groupie women with you.
Oh, Dorktown 186.
Groupies.
That was the Joy Kills. You can find the Joy Kills on Bandcamp, thejoykills.bandcamp.com. That's from the EP Noise and Cigarettes. They're from Atlanta, just like JK. We're still searching for JK. We are hoping somehow magically he will pop up for our 10-year anniversary show. If you would like to leave us a message about 10 years of podcasting or whatever, 559-492-0542. We really hope that JK will leave us a message, if nothing else. 559-492-0542. Where is JK? Hashtag where is JK?
We're concerned, buddy.
We're concerned.
We're wondering if you've been captured like Jara has.
Jara.
Jara.
Jara
now.
Jara.
They've got her in a jar.
They've got Jara in a jar. And what are we going to do?
JK, they're on an island.
Island of former Dorktown listeners.
And a white, and a polar bear.
And a polar bear used to listen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because yeah, Lost reference. Like all right, that. Bells, our most popular common thing we do is a drink.
Or game.
And play or game.
We like to play the game of or.
Or game.
It's an or game in your face.
And since we've been rehashing old stuff lately and going through it all, well, why don't we just reboot an old or game and redo an or game of a Disneyland or game?
The Disney or game. And still, it could be. It's an old one, but we're not taking this from an old or
it's
game.
Refresh.
This was written today.
It's a refresh.
This was written like 10 minutes ago.
Or game.
Disneyland or California Adventure?
Disneyland, Jesus.
Jesus.
I mean, I guess
didn't,
you're just.
I didn't say anything
I
about
guess
Jesus.
You're just calibrating, but. I mean, Disneyland. That's not even. There's not.
Yeah, because Pirates even. Of the Caribbean.
I mean, yeah, California Adventure, you can drink. It has that.
Yes.
It has cars. Everyone's excited about Cars Land.
Yes.
And then it ends.
Yeah.
And Disneyland has everything. And I don't need to drink in Disneyland since there's drinking outside of it.
But it has Ariel's Grotto.
Ariel's Grotto. Yes.
Very delicious.
All the princesses come through
that is correct.
To your table.
Very delicious tri-tip.
You can proposition them all you want
tri-tip.
When they come to the table.
We had the breakfast.
They still come out.
Bell. Hey, Bell, come here. How much is it take for you to come back to my room?
Yes. Don't know one of this.
Don't tell the beast of this at all. He will not be happy.
Pirates of the Caribbean or the Haunted Mansion?
Pirates of the Caribbean, Jesus.
I didn't say anything about Jesus again, motherfucker.
Jesus, hear me now.
Because he's going to come over
Pirates
here.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
And when Jesus Christ comes over, Jesus Christ is going to kick your ass.
And you know what? The thing that even makes Pirates of the Caribbean edgy even more is how lately, I haven't been there in like a year, but the Pirates line is just so small nowadays.
Yeah, you just walk right on.
You just
on.
Walk right. It's yeah. Like, thank you.
I remember
you.
Waiting like an hour and a half before.
Yeah, I don't know what has happened, why Pirates is so much smaller now, but I don't have it. I love it.
They've got a consistency of boats in there, too.
Yeah, they're just
There's
cranking
a ton
them
of
out. That's good. I love it. I mean, keep it up. But I don't know why it's so less now, but I love it.
Star Tours.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Indiana Jones.
That is a very good or question, but I would choose Star Tours.
I'm going to go Indiana Jones because it's so inner. You're like in it. It's fun. Star Tours
is
all
true.
Like, it's visual. This is, you are driving around and you're in it.
Yeah. Well, that's we talked like about it. This on Get Off My... Get off my podcast. The Harrison Ford podcast.
Okay.
And we just
do you even have
we
any
actually
listeners?
Just discussed that. Yes,
Does
we do.
Does anybody listen to
you? We
your
actually just discussed
podcast?
That and we determined that it was a disappointing ride. It's like
we're the fucking weak link, Mike. We're the weak link in this fucking
seriously.
It's
in the Dorktown Network.
It's self-deprecating humor. That's
is
what
that,
we've done for
correct?
10 years. Self-deprecating.
Is that correct, Michael? Because you hit a nerve.
Uh-oh.
You hit a nerve.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah.
So, too bad you don't have the Twitter passwords. You can't go in and change it.
I don't have the codes.
I don't have the codes.
No codes.
Did you? Yeah. Well, Becky said Indiana. I said Star Tours. What did you say, Bells?
Becky makes a good point with the Indiana.
Hmm. The rebooted Star
it's
Tours.
It's more of an enjoyable ride, but Star Tours is just cool.
Yeah. I could see that.
But I have to pick one.
Yeah, you do. That's the or game.
If I pick incorrectly,
you'll die. Crushed. You'll put them in podcast jail.
I could be crushed. The only part I like on Star Tours is when Darth Vader comes down and stops the shuttle. And we shoot at him and he blocks it with the freaking lightsaber.
The
but that
Star
comes
Tours.
Out once in a while. Indiana Jones is more action for me. Indiana Jones.
All right.
Yeah. That's my final
answer. Okay. I disagree, but okay.
Fuck you. Space Mountain or the Matterhorn?
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
I've run my ass off. I've gotten a ticket to being in there early and run my ass from the gate, front gate to Space Mountain, you and I.
Really?
Yeah, so that we could get there.
You ran,
before the line got really big.
I don't know how to run.
Remember that?
I don't remember.
We ran our asses there before it got, like, busy.
Hmm.
I remember.
Space Mountain is a much more comfortable ride than the Matterhorn.
Comfortable, huh?
Matterhorn hurts.
Yeah, it's kind of crushed in there.
That one hurts. I'm going Space
Mountain. But the Matterhorn has a
Space
Yeti.
Space Mountain.
Matterhorn has a Yeti, bro.
All right. The monorail.
The monorail.
Or the Disney Railroad.
Monorail.
Oh. Monorail. I like
monorail. But I've been on a Disney Railroad in a long, long time
now. I'm going Disney Railroad.
Wow.
Because that, you go all the way around the park and you go through little themed tunnels.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's enjoyable. Monorail, you just drive around and listen to some jackass.
Okay, okay.
Okay, and this goes from the monorail.
And you, apparently on the train, you can request to get up in the, there's like a special car. I forget what it's called, but like there's a special car
there. What are you talking about?
If you say the right term, you can get bumped up into the special car.
And then what happens in the special car?
You're in the special car.
You'll find out when you get in there, bro.
That's what happens.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, what do you have to say?
It's the Disneyland car.
I want to know.
Yeah.
How can I get in there?
It's the one that Walt Disney.
You say, I like to move it.
I like to move it.
I don't know, bro.
Okay.
You say. I think because, like, wasn't Walt Disney an anti-Semite? So you have to say some sort of Jew thing.
Oh.
I don't like the Jews either.
Fuck the Jew.
I'm feeling very clamped over that statement.
I was in a television show, Shoot the Jew.
They're like, all right, okay, come here. We'll get you in the special car.
I was the man who
shoot. We'll get you in the special.
I'm going Disney Railroad. I haven't been on the railroad in a long while.
I've been
on that.
I'm going to go ahead and defer to yours.
I've never done the train.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sacrilegious.
Yeah, you got to go around. You got to take a ride around the freaking park.
Yeah, that's, man. Awesome. Come on. Jesus. You take a Quaalude and then you get on the train and it's like.
Shut the fuck up about it.
Shut the fuck up.
You just sit there and shut up.
Well, if Quaaludes are involved. Yeah.
All right, It's a Small World or the Jungle Cruise?
Jungle Cruise. Boom.
Yeah.
Small World said they need to do something with the Small World.
Okay.
They got problems.
I completely agree.
I understand with the Jungle Cruise, but fuck, man, when it's like 100 degrees out there.
The Jungle Cruise is, way better.
It's a Small World. It is very airy.
Small World is hot as fuck.
No, it's
when you're
not
waiting in line.
Oh, when
they have no protection when you're waiting in line at the Small World.
The ride itself is so
cool. Oh, okay,
so
the ride
cool.
itself, but when you're waiting in line, it's fucking pounding on you. At least the Jungle Cruise, you're in the little...
That's a good point he makes.
Little wood coverings.
I'll give it to Mikey there. I mean, he makes a good point.
They got a lot of issues with Small World.
But It's a Small World is the longest ride and air-conditioned.
Hmm.
All right. Thunder Mountain Railroad, California Screamin'.
Oh, Thunder Mountain Railroad, bro. That ain't even hard.
Is that right, Becky?
California Screamin', what's that?
So when it starts off going 50 miles an hour immediately.
It's in the California Adventure side. Boardwalk.
The roller coaster that does the loop.
Mm-mm. I would never go on that.
Nope. Too much for Baxter's.
My little daughter, she go.
Well, that doesn't.
You have no harm.
Children have no scent filter for those sorts of things.
You have no harm.
Harm.
I would take Thunder Mountain
as
well.
Yeah, come on. I don't think I've been on the revamped Thunder Mountain yet. Because I think the last time we were there, they had it closed for. For reimagining.
Yeah.
whatever. Yeah.
Reimagining.
Yeah.
Autopia.
Autotopia.
Autotopia. Fucking ever correct me like that again, Mike. Embarrass me.
Don't embarrass me on my podcast.
You piece of shit. Autotopia or Radiator Springs Racers?
I have to admit, I have not been on Radiator Springs because it's just too much of a line for me. So I'm going to see Autotopia, and I'm going to see Autotopia either way because one of my fondest memories as a child is driving in Autotopia. And it's going to be gone. The Star Wars, indoor biker racing is going to take over that area. So I don't know how much longer Autotopia is going to be there.
What indoor biker racing?
Indoor moon, Return of the Jedi, the bikers. That's going to be that.
Oh, indoor.
Indoor, as in Return of the Jedi, as in Ewok. Those bikers, that's going to be your ride through there. And it's taking up Autotopia. Autotopia's out. It's out.
You are out.
You are out.
Pack your bags and out. So what do you pick?
Beat it. Autotopia, bro.
I'll take Radiator Springs Racers.
Autotopia.
Star Wars should just have its own amusement park with different
sections. That's a lot of people say. That's a lot of people say, but we ain't got the land. Use it, put it in the valley. Put it in the Fresno area. Star Wars land. You got plenty of room. All you have to do is take up an almond orchard.
Lucas Valley Road.
It'd be all good. Oh, yeah. Ooh, controversial. Our Knights would not stand for it. Mm. What do you got, Bills?
Old school submarine ride? Or the new
old school
Finding Nemo.
Old school. They fucked up on the new Finding Nemo. If you're gonna get rid of the old school submarine ride, okay. Okay, you wanna update it? That's fine. Blow me the fuck away then. They did not.
They just added a few Finding the Nemo.
Yep, they did not. It was weak sauce. Some stuff. Weak sauce. Weak sauce. Don't need to ever go on it again.
Yep.
Yep.
Old school. The People Mover or the Skyway to Fantasyland.
So you're picking two closed things.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's good. Good one. Skyway. I don't even People Mover.
Skyway.
The People Mover was ironically hilarious when I was eight. When I was eight, I was like, this is like cheesy.
Now,
like,
remember,
I could recognize how cheesy it was when I was fucking eight.
Remember, the People Mover takes you through the Tron.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember on the People Mover.
You're in the Tron racing, and it's crazy.
It's crazy. This is crazy,
guys. You're
in the
People Mover, and you're like, holy shit, I'm stuck in a People Mover. I remember that. And Tron's going on all the fuck around me.
There's Tron happening around me.
Oh, my God. I am not getting out of this.
I just remember all these. It's a video screen in the tunnel, and it's supposed to make it look like you're going, like, fucking 10,000 miles an hour. I remember one guy in a car ahead of us, like some teenager, like got out and just was just like walking normal and just made it look so stupid. I remember that as like a 9-year-old kid. I remember that. Like, no, I was like, yeah, that guy's cool.
You thought he was cool, huh?
He got out.
Piece of shit.
He was really a piece of shit. I saw a guy get out on Pirates of the Caribbean once, and they stopped the ride, turned the lights on. Two guys came out, grabbed him, pulled him back through the wall, turned the lights back on, off, started the ride again.
Never to be heard from. Nope, ever again.
I assume that guy's dead.
Teenage girls were taking pictures,
yes,
and putting their feet up and stuff, and they turned the lights on and turned.
They spoke to them. They're like, it was like a voice from God.
No flash or tablet.
No.
Oh
my God.
Everyone on the ride is like, yeah, you dumb shit. They were fucking talking.
They're going to kill you.
They want to kill you.
The electric parade.
This is the mafia, don't you know?
The electric parade.
Electric Light Parade.
Or the World of Color.
Oh, I like the World of Color.
Oh, man, that is actually tough.
Oh, that's so tough because Electric Parade is so classic for us. But
World
of Color is good, too. I'm going to have to go with the Electric Parade.
I think that I think that Wool to Color.
My childhood love.
If there was no nostalgia involved, Wool to Color wins by definitively. But nostalgia is huge for me. Nostalgia scores a lot of points for me. So I have to go Electric Light Parade because of the nostalgia.
Yeah. Wool to Color is badass.
It is, but.
I'm going Wool to Color.
Hmm. All right.
You also have a personal investment in that, though.
We have a listener that has a personal investment. Yes. Maybe. I don't know if she listens anymore.
Grizzly Rapids or Splash Mountain?
Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Grizzly Rapids is pretty cool. But
I like Splash Mountain because it actually has a little story.
Yeah.
It has a story. And it lasts. It's a good, yeah. It lasts for a little bit. I mean, that's what they need to really create. The next new ride, you're like, let me chill out for a little bit on this ride. Make it last. Yeah. Don't be just like, bam, bam.
I know. That sucks because you're in line for like an hour and then your ride
yeah,
is
then
like
your ride is 1 minute.
And just like 2 minutes.
You're out.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's why I like Pirates of the Caribbean because it lasts a little bit. I wish it lasts longer. I love that ride.
So wait, what were you saying is the longest ride?
It's Small World.
Small World is longer than Pirates.
Yeah, it's like 10 and a half minutes long.
Right, but like it's last
right,
longer than Pirates. It lasts longer. Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's fast. It's slower than Pirates.
Yeah.
Pirates is just that makes sense.
Pirates you go down.
So you gotta listen to that song for 10 fucking minutes.
That's right.
That's a problem.
It's a small
world. No.
Oh, no.
The Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
Uh-huh, here we go.
Or the Tarzan's Treehouse.
Oh, I'm going to say
Family Robinson.
Tarzan. Tarzan. I don't remember, because obviously we're talking about the same tree, just a different layout, setup. And I don't remember any cool shit in the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
What kind of cool shit is in the Tarzan?
Well, just like if you've seen the Tarzan movie a couple times, there's like cool displays and whatnot. I think maybe I saw the Swiss Family Robinson movie when I was six or something. I have a more of a tie to the Tarzan than the Swiss
Family. Maybe you should watch it again.
Maybe I should.
Maybe.
Maybe I should, Bells.
Maybe you should shut the fuck up, too.
Mm.
The teacups.
Yeah. I'm already throwing up.
Or Mickey's Fun Wheel.
Mickey's Fun... I don't think I've been on Mickey's Fun Wheel.
Mickey's Fun Wheel is...
Is that in Toontown?
No. Mickey's Fun Wheel is the Ferris wheel in California Adventure.
Okay.
The rocking one.
No, thank you.
Nope. I see rocking. Nope. Not going on it. Getting queasy talking about it.
Is that right?
I can't handle swinging things. Can't do it.
That's not what I heard. I already like things swinging in front of you all the time, man.
Yeah. Come on. That's fine. A big swinging penis. I like that.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Not a swinging swing, though.
Yeah.
What you say, Bells?
I'm a teacups fan.
Yeah, teacups.
Like it.
But even teacups makes me queasy. I mean, at least I've been on the teacups, though.
That's why.
I'll make you throw up on the teacups. I'll book it, man.
I'll get the puke going.
I got the puke going in you. The Soarin' Over California.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it.
Or the Tower of Terror.
Oh, sorry. Tower of Terror can go fucking blow up. I don't give a shit.
Wow. No, Jesus.
When there
aren't
people there and
the NSA is listening.
I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying, like, it could not exist and I'd be happy. That just scares the shit.
I would go Tower of Terror. I'd go Tower of Terror.
Choice of words.
Sure, California is cool, but.
Tower of Terror is exciting.
Tower of Terror is exciting.
It is.
And it's got the Twilight Zone
that's pretty
theme.
Cool.
And you can see your house from up there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Jesus.
And also, you're closer to Jesus.
That's right.
That's why I like Tower of Terror. Like, that is as close to Jesus as you can get in Anaheim.
I get scared of heights on soaring over California. Imagine
Jesus, build all this.
My heights issue ignites Tower of Terror.
Ignites.
I went on it one time. You're lucky that I lived.
Yeah,
my
am.
My heart didn't explode.
Very lucky.
That's probably a good thing that it didn't.
It was Jesus was watching over you that day.
That's right. He saw you. He saw you.
He's like, I got
one. Oh, shit. She needs help.
I held my head down until the moment.
Hold on, my calls.
The moment that I got to help Peggy. Open my eyes is when the doors opened over, like, L.A. I was like, oh, my motherfucking shit. That's L.A. Then the door slammed and we dropped back down again. I put my head in my lap.
There are moments where you feel weightlessness on that ride. It's cool.
Yeah.
You're like,
is that the sound you make?
Yep.
That's also his sex sound.
Okay, I'm not turned on anymore.
That's just him taking his clothes off. No sexual activity is starting yet.
Take off your shirt. Oh, yeah. Put your shirt back on.
Yeah, my left hand is stuck.
Why don't you go watch Skinamax? I'm going to bed.
My left hand is stuck. I'm still stuck. Can you help? Please get me out. I need to go to... Oh, that's going to hurt. Toy Story Mania.
Uh-oh.
Or Buzz Lightyear's blasters.
I haven't been on Toy Story Mania.
You have not?
Mm-mm.
What is it?
Oh, you have missed out on
California Adventure.
You missed out on a good ride there.
I guess so. I don't explore California Adventure enough.
And Buzz Lightyear I've played, yeah.
Yeah, I played Buzz. Buzz Lightyear is cool. It's worth about a 20-minute wait.
Game,
yeah. You got a 20-minute wait, Buzz Lightyear? All right, I'll do it. Let's go. Give me 30-minute wait? No, fuck that shit.
Toy Story Mania.
But I need to go into Toy Story Mania, I guess.
I went Buzz Lightyear when I went with my daughter on the Star Wars ride, and we got to the
Star Wars?
Front of the line, and they measured her, and she was like a millimeter.
That motherfucker. I wanted to punch that fucker in the face.
He was a jerk.
Piece of shit.
Stinking piece of fucking
half an inch. Half an inch too short, and that motherfucker wouldn't let him in.
Fuck, you're a half an inch from me kicking your ass right now.
And I lobby too. I do not lobby. When people work, people at an employment job tell me, you can't do that. I go, yes, sir, I can't do that. But this is the one time I'm like, man, come on.
This is my kid.
It's Star Tours, man. She's not going to get hurt. It's fine. And I tried to like just keep kind of walking. He's like, no, you can't do that. I can't let you do that.
So we went over, Maya and I went over to Buzz Lightyear. Mike went on the Star Tours.
All right. This is no longer the happiest place on earth, sir. That's what I told him.
We already have your money.
Your money's already ours, asshole. You can leave all you want.
Here, take a stamp. Don't take a stamp. I don't give a shit. I got your money, you piece of shit. The turkey leg stands.
Yep.
Or Dole Whip stands.
Oh,
Dole Whip.
Yeah. Dole Whip.
Dole Whip is the bomb.
Especially in the Anaheim heat, you gotta have a Dole Whip.
Hey, listen to this. There's a new yogurt place that opened up in the Taint District called Menchie's.
I don't care.
Listen to this. Branded yogurt. Okay? Like Nutella,
branded?
Like Nutella flavored. It's Nutella brand Nutella.
Oh, okay.
They have a Dole pineapple whip.
Whip.
Just like freaking Disneyland's. It's bomb.
Hmm. I mean that's good, but it's just not. I want to have it in Disneyland.
I'd have it there.
It's good.
I'd go there.
Yep.
Taint District. Get yourself a growler of Lancelot.
I'll take the Dole Whip. But apparently everybody raves about the turkey legs. They say the turkey legs are very good, and they even sell a car freshener, a car air freshener that smells like the turkey leg.
Oh no! Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if I want my car smelling like meat. I like it smelling like old beer and coffee and milk. That's what my car truck smells like right now.
That's interesting.
Bells, let's finish this whole game up, goddammit. Jesus.
The Muppet 3D show?
I love it.
Or Captain EO?
Ooh.
Captain EO?
You never went to Captain EO?
Michael Jackson 3D?
And they had like air would pipe in and smells?
No.
Oh.
Angelica Houston?
No. That's cool.
It was where the Space Mountain is? No. There's that little theater there.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, and they had like a it was like a full on experience.
They're still showing it.
They would shoot air. They shoot air through the seats and like smells and stuff. It was like whatever 4D or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did it for me, dude. I'll bet my life on it. They sprayed. They shot air in there and they did all kinds of shit. And Michael, like Jesus juice. They gave you. They handed out Jesus juice. You're like, here. Drink this.
You took it and you passed out and you woke up and your pants were down.
Yep. And you're like, whoa.
Oh.
It's crazy Disneyland experience.
There's something. There's a stick in my ass.
I love Disneyland.
Someone left a stick in my ass.
Did you have fun? That's great.
Someone left a stick in my ass. The Muppet 3D one is the one that you get people that blows and it smells and they're farting and that stuff.
They did. Yeah. But I'm just saying they did that and fucking Camp Neo. Or wait, maybe that was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Stupid. I'm going to go Muppet 3D on that.
Muppet 3D is great.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride or Roger Rabbit's Crazy Fucking Adventure?
Whoa. I haven't been on Roger Rabbit's.
Well, you are believe that shit? You're a piece of shit.
Well, then, sir, you are a piece of shit.
You are a piece of dog shit.
I no longer want to podcast with you. And your dog can go fuck itself.
Yeah. So I'm going to go make a shit.
I'm going to go shit in your dog shit. And then you're going to have a human and dog shit piled to pick up later tomorrow.
That's correct.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
I'm going to go make a shit now.
I hope Axl Rose comes to your house and sings all day.
Last door game question. King Arthur's Carousel. Or King Triton's Carousel?
I have no idea.
Well, I haven't been on King Triton's Carousel.
It's in California Adventure.
I assume that. I haven't been on that. I'm just, obviously, if Disneyland Carousel, way better than King, what could King Triton's Carousel be better than?
Mermaids.
Oh, mermaids. And like unclothed.
And like water fountains nude. That have water shooting up.
Oh, do they have that?
Around it.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow, my child doesn't even know about that.
No, we don't know.
Yes. Whew. It's on the boardwalk side.
All right.
The boardwalk side is the place to be, man.
The boardwalk side is the place to be. We went to walk through there once. And I'm like, this is like being Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. I don't give a fuck about this.
Toy Story Mania, man.
Story Mania, bro.
Watch the big Mr. Potato Head. He'll freaking pick you out, talk to you.
He'll pick you out.
Yeah,
ridiculous. Look at this guy.
Hey, this day dipshit with the beard.
I'm picking this guy out.
Talking to you.
All right. Well, great Oregon game, Bells. Great revisit, reimagining of an Oregon game.
Things happen.
So I've been trying to search through little classic clips since it's 10 years of Dorktown. Found a couple little things. We used to do, we used to actually write commercials and stuff. You know, you actually used to write. Yeah. Well, we have a commercial for us, one of our old commercials. So I thought maybe if anyone would didn't get a kick out of this, I don't know. And I just said get a kick out of.
I haven't seen a penny.
We will get money. So, you know, anyone who wants to sponsor us, I'm being serious. We'd love to have you.
From
2007.
We'll do anything. What?
Anything. You're the devil. We'll do it. You got money or swag. Something.
You have a contract.
Some fucking thing.
That sells our soul to you.
Yep.
We'll sign it.
Yep. Even if something involving penises, and we'll do it.
Mike will do it.
All right. So
he's all about it, and I'll pimp him out. It's all good.
So we finally did get something. This new device. It's named Locked and Loaded.
Yeah, good, great company, Locked and Loaded.
Yes,
they got a hold of us and wanted us to play their infomercial.
Yeah, so we did it for them. We'll do it for you. So just listen to this quality of the infomercial and imagine this for your company.
Have you ever felt sadness?
My daughter wasn't homecoming queen.
Have you ever felt ashamed?
My boy struck out and lost the game.
Have you ever felt subpar?
I can't even get it up to bang my wife. She's passed out in a liquor coma.
Penile dysfunction. It can sap a man's soul. Are you tired of pills that make promises but don't deliver the goods? Then you need Locked and Loaded, a space-age shaft that's inserted over your penis. Locked and you're loaded. Just listen to the testimonial of Jilly Bo Hicks, a Locked and Loaded user for life.
I waited for my wife's daily liquor coma, and I slid that space-age shaft over my rod, locked, and I was loaded.
Sounds great, Jilly Bo.
My wife hasn't been able to walk right since I purchased Locked and Loaded.
Fantastic. So tell us, Jilly, how has Locked and Loaded changed your life?
Shoot, bought one for my boy.
And how's that working out?
Oh, he struck out and lost the game again, but he scored a home run with the coach's daughter under the bleachers. Oh,
terrific. Speaking of daughters, how about yours?
I kicked her out of my family.
Jilly Bo Hicks, are you insane?
Ever since I upgraded to the Locked and Loaded 2000 with the Space Age Sperm Injector, I knocked up my wife and we're having a boy. So I got rid of her so I could buy my unborn a new Locked and Loaded.
Brilliant, JVH. And thank you for your continued support.
I recommend Locked and Loaded to anyone who ain't had their pecker cut off.
Amen that to that, Brother Hicks. To get your own Locked and Loaded, send $19.95 plus $29.99 shipping and handling to Dorktown Studios, care of Mikey and Bells. When you're locked, you're loaded.
I'm loaded.
Thank you, guys.
Man. That was one take. That was one take, bro.
Great product.
It's a great product, guys. Really.
That was one take. You better you hear that?
That was,
hum?
That was hear one was, take.
All I could, yeah, it was. All I could hear was the hum. Like, I think that was like for the first like 100 episodes, there was always a hum somewhere. That's all I could hear in that.
That was pretty funny. That's when we were funny.
That's when we used to write.
Yep. We were funny then.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but we used to write.
We
used to write.
We would write.
We did stuff. There was one other old file I found where we like to have characters call in. We haven't done a whole lot of that lately. Yes. There hasn't been much reason to, but I know Ferdicast was saying, where the hell is Red Frank? But
yeah, I don't know. He's on vacation.
He's been quiet yeah. lately. He's been doing something. I don't know.
He's hunting ISIS members.
But I think the first character that I ever called in was Manchu. And the first time he called it, like the audio is so all over the place that I couldn't even use it. It's actually on our YouTube channel. Something we haven't updated for like 3 years, but we do have a YouTube channel and it's on there. But the second time Manchu called in, he was in a bit of a predicament and we had to try and help him out of that. And he's in this predicament.
Sometimes you got to tenderize it though.
Okay. You're onto something.
We're just gonna go ahead and go to the Fonzie.
It's Aaron Ford there.
On this show. This show is one fucked up show.
Did you say someone's calling?
No, I was just saying we're gonna go to the Fonzie A's.
We're going to the Fonzie A's now.
The Fonzie A's.
Oh, wait. Oh, somebody's calling on call waiting, dude.
All right, click over.
I'm gonna click over.
All right, dude.
Hello, thanks for calling the Dorktown Podcast.
Hey, who's this?
This is Mikey and Bells. We're doing the podcast.
Who's talking right now?
This is Mikey.
Mikey?
Yeah.
Mikey, listen.
Who is this? This
is Manchu.
Hey, what's up, Manchu? How you doing?
How the hell do you know me?
You've called the show before.
Fucking Fu Manchu, I know. Shit, listen. I got your number right now.
Yes.
Over at the Reps Motel.
You're Pat Hills Blackstone. Fu Manchu is over at the Reps Motel. I'm Blackstone. All right.
Yeah, listen.
You're behind Reps.
I'm in quite a pickle right now. Listen, I'm in a bathroom.
All right.
And
all right, what's going on?
They're searching this hotel right now.
Police?
I got myself me a hooker.
Oh, that's cool. Right on. What? So the police are what, searching for the hooker? I don't get it. What's going on?
Listen, Manchu gets any type of hooker he wants.
I understand that, no doubt. No doubt.
All right, look, so let me tell you, I got me the hooker that I wanted. Right. I brought her over to the Reps Motel, see? And you got $50?
Maybe. You're going to have to...
That's good. You, if you have $50, you put it in your pocket and you save it for me.
Okay.
Listen, I found myself the hooker that I wanted.
Good job. Cool.
And I brought her to the Reps Motel.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right.
And I happen to be in a room... Well, your phone number is on the wall.
What? What do you mean? The door claim number?
Manchu is saying, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm a Manchu.
This is Pael's Fu Manchu.
But he understands what a Manchu
Coach
says. You know, I come from a long
Pael
line
Fu
of Manchu family. Right. You know Hulk Hogan's Manchu?
Yes, I do.
I could give him a call right now. Hey, come over and kick your ass.
I don't doubt that. I'm aware of that.
The only reason I'm not able to come over and kick your ass right now is because I am a Manchu. A Manchu's kick ass.
I do know this.
I'm at a tight spot. Right.
What's going on? What's going on?
Tight spot. Listen, right, I think I took this hooker. I fucked her to death.
Nice. Good job.
No, I mean, I fucked her to death. I killed that pussy.
Yeah.
I killed her.
I
fucked her to death. I fucked her to death. Because I'm a Manchu. Manchus are hardcore, you know? This is the way I'm at.
Hold up. You killed a hooker? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't mean to kill her. I was fucking her. She died.
She happened to die while you were having
sex?
Listen,
okay, I don't have more time.
Maybe you should just call the police and tell them what happened.
I got your number off this wall, Reps Motel. I need you to come by and pick me up. Bring yourself a shovel, lime, and a carpet.
A carpet.
If you don't do that, me, Manchu, and Hulk Hogan Manchu, we're going to come over and beat the shit out of you.
Oh, jeez. That is not good. All right, well, yeah.
I've been to prison.
I know.
Have you ever been to prison?
I haven't. I have not.
You sound really cute. I think I like you. I'm going to show you how much I want you to be my boyfriend.
Okay.
A girlfriend.
Okay, well.
It doesn't matter, because Manchu's going to give it to you. Listen, Manchu and Hulk Hogan Manchu are going to come and get you. But I got people coming in right now. I got to flush myself down.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I don't know where this toilet's going to send me. I don't know where I'm going to end up in the sewer, but I'm going to promise you this. Manchu's going to call up Hulk Hogan's Manchu, and we're going to come and fuck you. What you going to do when Hulk Hogan Manchu and Pat Hill's fan Manchu run wild on you?
Manchu, don't do that. Just... stay with me here, Manchu. Hello? I think we lost Manchu, Bells. That was Pat Hills Fu Manchu calling from the hotel behind reps. Apparently he's in a bit of a trouble with a stripper. Or a hooker, actually. And wants us to come help him, but I don't think we should. I think we should probably stay out of the whole situation.
There's very, very few times where I like to stay silent.
Oh, that was about...
Wow.
I remember that guy.
Why wouldn't you... Why you never talk during Manchu? Manchu calls in.
He scared the shit out of me. He once molested me when I was a child.
Oh, that's revealed. That's a new reveal.
Yep.
That is a new reveal, bro.
It was on the Fresnan, like, National
Enquirer. It was on the FresnanEnquirer.com. Wow. Well, there you go. There's some more... Next episode, we'll have some more clips, and then it will be our 10-year episode. So that we're already there, bro.
And nobody will care. Where nobody knows our name. Force is strong in my family. My father has it,
My cousins have it?
I have it.
My stepsister, she doesn't have it.
She doesn't. Punk ass down the street, he have it.
That motherfucker has it. Piece of shit.
Piece of shit has it.
He's a piece of shit. He uses the force to put the paper on my porch just perfectly.
My sister.
Sister. Has it. Mm. Sister. No! It's time for the Fonzie A's.
Yes. This is where we celebrate the greatness that is you. That's people. You. The persons.
It's you.
The people that listen to this.
Fonzie A to David Letterman. David Letterman is ending. It's ended. And he is my hero.
Oh, it ended already?
The last week. We're in the last week of David Letterman.
I haven't watched it.
And I think the ultimate talk show host, the ultimate comedian talk show host. It has been the best show all of my life. And yes. I remember staying up on Friday nights as a, you know, like a 10-year-old. That was just like my coolest. I had a TV in my room.
I heard you were like 18, 19.
All so I could watch Letterman. Yeah, right. And Letterman was just always been a huge deal for me. Over the past years, I haven't, you know, lately I haven't watched very much. I haven't watched very much, you know, late night talk show stuff. And but it's just huge respect for David Letterman. He is my number one TV hero.
Why don't you fucking blow him already?
I would. If he was here, I'd blow him.
Why don't you go suck his dick, Mike?
I would.
Fuck.
So, big, big Fonzie A. Fonzie A.
Stick your nose up his ass.
To David Letterman, man.
Fuck, man.
Much, much, much respect.
I'm going to give a Fonzie A out to fucking Menchie's, man. That's some good
Menchie's,
yogurt.
Menchie's, huh? Is that good in the taint district of Fresno, Clovis?
It's on the better side of the taint.
Oh.
It's on the tastier side.
The taintier side?
The tastier side.
God dang it. Becky's down. Child's.
And we'd like to give a Fonzie out to Jesus Christ, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Dorktown Show, brought to you by Tang. No, it's not brought to you by Tang.
All right, big Fonzie to everyone who listens to Dorktown. Child is crying, so we have to go. And you can just listen to this music as Bells drinks his beer.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to Dorktown. DorktownPodcast.com.
There's going
to
be an after party at the Happy Steak. It's going to be a good one. Whole bunch of people are going to show up at the Happy Steak. They're going to order steaks that are happy with cheese bread and a potato.
And a potato.
And a potato.
Where'd he go to?
Child call.
The ninja was calling.
I'd also like to go to House of Juju, hamburger place in Clovis on Pulaski. Specialty hamburgers.
How so?
You can get either beef, bison, chicken, turkey, portobello.
Really? That sounds good.
They don't have like french fries. They have like roasted potatoes or vegetables or chili.
That's nice.
And, yeah. I'm gonna go try it. If I had a lightsaber right now, I'd turn it on. Sit here. Lightsaber on. Mm-hmm. Turn off all the lights.
What would you cut in half?
Just sit there and watch all the mosquitoes come and zap themselves into the lightsaber.
That's interesting. Well, this is a cool light. This is a cool light.
So 186, it's a Dorktown podcast.
This is a Dorktown podcast where we talk about interesting things. That concern you in your lives.
Nonsense.
Things you need to know about.
Things we need to talk about.
Things that we need to tell you. Things that you should know. About things you shouldn't know. That's what we're all about.
About things I don't want to know.
The things you don't want to know. That we want to tell you.
That the image won't leave your head.
That's Dorktown.
You can't see it. It's done. It's in there. It's never going to go away.
That's right. We're like a bear clamp claw. Fucked. Like a bear trap.
It's a bear trap.
A bear trap podcast.
It's a motherfucking bear trap. It's.
The fuck is this guy?
What was that?
Looks like fucking Froggy.
Say the Dorktown.
Dorktown. No.
Dorktown. Start again. We gotta do it clean.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You mean we haven't started this show?
No.
That was probably genius right there. That's not part of the show.
It was recorded. I'll give it to you.
You are.
You can have it all you want.
Fucking idiot.
Dorktown. 186. Oh my God.
Your balls should be kicked in right now.